This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. 2 years into this pandemic, I know sometimes it seems more like 10, we still don't have a lot of clarity on workplace safety rules for COVID. OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, is the federal agency charged with setting and enforcing such rules. The Supreme Court blocked OSHA's vaccine or test mandate earlier this month, and a set of temporary rules for healthcare facilities expired late last year. OSHA says it's working to create a permanent COVID safety standard in response to a lawsuit from a number of large healthcare unions. But as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports, that could take a while.
OSHA says a new set of safety rules, what they call a standard, to protect healthcare workers from COVID could be coming in 6 to 9 months. And even that could be an overly ambitious timetable, says David Michaels at George Washington University.
In recent decades, it's taken years for OSHA to issue any permanent standards around a health exposure.
Back in 2010, when he was running OSHA, the agency started work on something similar, an airborne infectious disease standard in response to the H1N1 flu pandemic.
OSHA has to do a series of analytical exercises. They have to show that everything they're requiring is economically feasible and technologically feasible.
That work wasn't finished 7 years later when the Trump administration took over and shelved it.
So I think one thing that has been made clear is just how weak the OSHA law is.
Debbie Berkowitz, now a fellow at Georgetown, also worked at OSHA during the Obama administration and says rulemaking takes longer than at many federal agencies.
When the law was originally written, Congress thought it would take them 6 months. You know, OSHA must answer almost every comment that comes in. It's a very laborious process.
Because OSHA already did the initial research to create emergency rules, the process could be accelerated, says James Brudney at Fordham Law School. But then will likely come legal challenges.
Those challenges can take a year, even 2 years, to wend their way through a final judgment in the Court of Appeals.
And there may be more of these challenges now that the Supreme Court has signaled a more limited view of OSHA's role in the pandemic. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.